You're listening to Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Northwestern women's basketball team will take to the court. The team has lost two games in a row, both to Big Ten teams, and are currently ranked 15th out of 18 teams. The Northwestern men's basketball team will play at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night. They will face last in the Big Ten ranked Penn State. Both teams are currently 9-11. Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism will join a loan assistance campaign. It is aimed at supporting local news. Reporters at small papers and publications face physical challenges that make it difficult to cover all of the stories that they could tell. Medill joins Columbia Journalism School, who had already been participating in this push. In Evanston, it was decided that the two-way immersion program at Willard Elementary School will end. At the start of the next school year, students will no longer have the option to learn in a combined Spanish and English classroom. The idea had been that students would develop proficiency in both languages while learning in the same space. The decision was largely a financial one. District 65 will save tens of thousands of dollars on what would have been hefty transportation and other costs. In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson is calling for boldness in the wake of the killings of two American citizens at the hands of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. He is also calling for accountability. President Donald Trump spent the day in Iowa yesterday. It is a part of a year-long push that the president has been embarking on to describe how his economic policy is making America more affordable. Today is National Data Privacy Day, National Library Shelfie Day, and National Pop Art Day. It's also National Blueberry Pancake Day, so if you haven't already, be sure to grab a sweet breakfast. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.